Parents defending education. Colorado high school students asked about sexual orientation without parents' knowledge. By Spencer Lindquist on March 1, 2023. Students at Fort Collins High School in Colorado were asked about their sexual orientation and preferred pronouns in a survey about which parents were not notified. Parents Defending Education, Parade, alleges. The survey, which was obtained by Parade, asks students, "What is your sexual orientation?" Providing questioning among the list of options. The survey also asks, "What is your race? What is your sex assigned at birth? And what are your preferred pronouns?" The survey asked students at the Colorado High School how they identify politically, as well as what their family's household income is. Parade was informed that parents received no prior notification of the survey or an option to opt out. There are several problems with this survey being given to students. Erica Sanzi, Parade's director of outreach, remarked in a statement. Sanzi explained that, for one, it asks about personal information that can't be included in a survey for students without prior notification of parents and an option for them to opt their children out of taking it. Secondly, a school has no business asking these questions about students' sexual orientation, gender identity, political affiliation, and addiction status. This survey is egregious in its content and the way it was administered behind parents' backs, Sanzi went on to say. Fort Collins High School did not return a request for comment from Breitbart News. Meanwhile, various other schools across the country have resolved to hide students' gender identities from their parents. In Idaho, for example, several school districts have adopted policies that could result in a teacher being demoted or even fired if he or she discloses a student's transgender status or sexual orientation to the student's parents. Some schools openly promote transgenderism. Los Angeles Unified School District hosted a book reading to affirm trans and non-binary youth, as Breitbart News previously reported. In one particularly jarring example on the opposite side of the country, a social worker at a school in Maine actually assisted a student in an attempt to transition, giving her a breast binder without her mother's consent. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.